So good to see you in the Lord's house today as we come together for the call to worship. I want to draw your attention to the book of John in chapter 20. And we find here the Lord speaking to Thomas. And these words are so powerful, and I hope that we can communicate to you the message of them. And found in verse 29, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Thomas was one said, unless I put my hands in his wounds, I'm not going to believe. Seeing is believing, that concept. And yet Jesus obliterates that. Said, you believed because you saw me. Blessed are those that what? Believe, not see. We live in a day and age of sight. Everything has to, you have to convince me. You have to convince me. I have to be able to see it. The Lord works in a completely different way. He convinces you through the work of the Holy Spirit of God in your heart. And you believe. Even though we cannot see Jesus, we cannot look with Him in our eyes and gaze at Him, we can know that His truth is real. And God says, blessed are they. There's a special blessing upon those who believe, having not seen. I'm so thankful that we can see this morning. I'm thankful for Brother Luis. Boy, what a blessing he was during Sunday school. And I'm thankful that we have eyesight. But there's something deeper and more important, and that's faith in the Lord. Trusting in Him, even though you can't see Him. Your relationship with Him is more real if you're a child of God than it is with people that you see. A lot of people don't believe that, but it's true. You can have a relationship with the Lord that's deeper and greater and not see Him, and have one that's greater and deeper than people that you see. Because faith is the key. And I pray today as we've gathered together in God's house that our hearts and minds might be knit with the Lord. That as we open His precious Word and as Brother Nunez preaches God's Word to our hearts, that we will focus our hearts and minds on the One who we cannot see, but the One who is nonetheless more real. He is the Creator of all things. And may we have a relationship with Him today.